So, last week, hopefully there's enough source sheets to go around. Shkoyach everyone for coming out in person this week, and shkoyach to those who came out in person last week, unlike me. I realized that probably by the time it got to 7:30 at night, the roads were clearer. It's just because all of the places that had slopes, like usually the Y Hill, and like where I was at Viewmount, it was impossible. I literally sat half an hour unmoving, and my wife had to actually walk from our house 15 minutes after school ended to walk to school, and got there before me to pick up my daughter. After that, I said I don't want to risk that I'm going to leave my house at 6:30 and not make it up north, or 7 o'clock even, because to leave at 7:30, I don't think I would make it for 8. But as you leave earlier, you move closer and closer to rush hour leftovers. So I said, you know what, I just think it's not a good idea. We'll do it online. So I apologize for that.
It still requires a note.
What? Yeah. So anyways. So last week we started the sugya of Shemitah, and I thought we would go through, you know, there's multiple ways of doing Iyun. We tend to take a more localized approach, a more Rashi approach, where we learn the sugya in our sugya that we're dealing with, and we see how the different interpretations work locally. We don't often take a Tosfos approach, which is look at all the other Gemaras that discuss similar things and see how they all piece together. Fascinatingly, in this sugya, we already started to see a little bit of how that works, and I thought we would really go for the full experience and just learn a couple of other gemaras that are discussed in the major sugya of is Shemitah nowadays Doraisa Derabanan, was Shemitah and Bayis Sheni Doraisa Derabanan. So I brought that for you. Basically, in this source sheet, you'll see there's two double-sided pages. Okay, what we have is basically the summary in front, which is basically the tochen of the shiur for today, which is the machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam that we brought last week. Rabbeinu Tam was quoted in Tosfos Arash, and Rashi we brought from Ksav Yad last week. But we're going to actually go through it in the other gemaros today. We're going to read through those gemaros to see why is it that, again, what motivates particularly Tosfos. Again, Tosfos are always concerned with the bigger picture, whereas Rashi sometimes will say, okay, it's, you know, here we pasken one way, there we might follow another shita, but anyways, Rashi also deals with the sugyas bichlal, and to see how we piece together all the different gemaras in order to figure this out. So we're not going to go through the chart yet. We're going to start with the gemara in Gittin. Okay, let's jump down to the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, which is on the back of the first page. Okay, we're going to jump down to and basically what we're going to do is gemara Rashi fairly quickly, and then we're going to look at Tosfos. Bizman Shata Mishamit in Gittin, and then we're going to do the same thing again with Arachin. Although there are other sugyas that are relevant, again, Gemara, Rashi, and then Tosfos, Manu, Yovlos, Lekadesh, Shmitin, which is also a big part of it. And we'll see sort of the points that Rabbeinu Tam and other Balei Tosfos address in dealing with the question of Shemitah, when is Shemitah Doraisa and when is it Derabbanan. Okay, let's begin with, again, Lamed Vav, Lamed Aleph, near the bottom. Let's start with, okay. It's the words Mi'ika, it's eight, nine lines up. Okay, nine lines up. Umiika mida dimido raisa mishamta on daf lamed vav amud aleph in Gittin. Again, it's the back page. Everyone have it? Beautiful. Says the Gemara, umiika midi. The Gemara is talking about Shemitas Ksafim there. Okay? It's talking about Hillel Hiskin Prusbel. You can see over there. That's what the Gemara is discussing. Basically, Hillel made a takana of Prusbel. Okay? The basic idea is Prusbel. You can read up a couple of lines. Zehu gufo shel prosbel masarne lechem ploni dayanin shemakom ploni shekol chol sheyetzli etzol ploni shagavenu kol zman she'eretze. Basically, you're handing over your debt to the dayanim that you can collect at any time, and basically that shmitas ksafim is sort of overruled by this prosbel. Okay, essentially, what the prosbel does is it's a legal loophole to effectively cancel shmitas ksafim. Shmitas ksafim is that when shmita comes, all of my loans are canceled. Prosbel allows you to bypass that, okay? So says the Gemara, very important question, okay? Umiika midi demido raisa mishamta shvies vihiskin hilo delo mishamta. And the Gemara is trying to figure out, basically, at this point, what mechanism allows Hillel to make this takana of Prosbel, okay? And the whole Gemara is a fascinating Gemara in Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, but we're not there for Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, we're there for the first part about Shemitah. Says the Gemara, Mi'ika midi, is there such a thing, de midoraisa meshamta shvias, that midoraisa there is shvias, v'hiskin Hillel de lo meshamta? And Hillel can come ahead and say, nope, Shemitah's canceled. What do you mean? It's a dindoraisa that loans are canceled. Who gave him this power? Okay, very similar to our Gemara, right? If you're not allowed to water on shvias, how could Chazal say that you could water a Beis HaShlachin on Shvius? Right? Same exact question. Says the Gemara. Again, Mika meeting the rice from Shamta Shvius v'hiskin Hillel delo Mishamta, and Hillel could just come and say he doesn't do Shmita. Amar Abaye, sound familiar? This was Abaye's catchphrase. Abaye says, b'Shvius b'zman hazeh, it's referring to Shmita nowadays, v'Rebbe he, and it's Rebbe, identical word for word to our Gemara. D'Tanya, that we learned in a Braisa, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, v'zeh devar ha-Shmita shamot. Again, we have the pasuk which says, this is the matter of Shmita, shamot. B'shtei Shmitos ha-kasev medaber. There are two Shmitas of which the pasuk speaks. Achas Shmitas karka, one is the one of the land, v'achas Shmitas k'safim, and one is the one of kesef, b'zman she'ata meshamet karka. At a time that you are being meshamet land, ata meshamet k'safim, you are also meshamet money. B'zman she'iata meshamet karka, iata meshamet k'safim. At the time that, however, you are not meshamet karka, you are not meshamet k'safim. Okay? V'tekinu rabbanan, or v'amur rabbanan, according to Rashi, d'tishamet zecher l'shvias. Okay, and the rabbis were the ones who established, as we turn the page to Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, the rabbis established that it should be mishamet zecher l'shvias. Ra'a Hillel saw, shenimnu ha'am mil halvos ze'ezeh. So again, was there Shemitah mid'oraisa? No. Okay, the Gemara seems to be very clear. There was no Shemitah d'oraisa. What happens is the rabbis come along and say, well, we don't want to forget Shemitah, so we're going to impose Shemitah's k'safim midirabanan. At this point, Hillel sees, shenimnu ha'amil havos ze'ezeh. No one's lending anyone any more money because they don't want their loans to be canceled on Shemitah. Amad v'hiskin prosbol. Okay? So therefore he got up and he said a prosbol. Adkan is the part that's relevant to our sugya. So we're going to stop over here and read through Rashi on this sugya. Okay? Everyone see V'hiskin Hillel? It's Rashi.
This is real Rashi.
This is real Rashi, correct. It's always important, although again, we saw Rashi Ksavyad last week. Arachin, I don't remember if it's Rashi. I think it's Rashi, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's Rashi. But I could be wrong. V'hiskin Hillel, everyone sees Rashi Dibramasal V'hiskin Hillel, like a good 20 lines from the bottom. Okay? V'hiskin Hillel. Everyone with me? Lamed Vav Amad Aleph. It's right across from the Gilyon Hashas on the page that I printed for you. V'hiskin Hillel. Apologies to those with tougher reading prescriptions. It's hard to fit a Tzura Sadaf on a page. I thought of trying to print it in legal paper, which we actually have legal paper at school, but sometimes it messes that up a little bit. Okay, so we're reading Rashi. Okay, we're again, it's opposite Gilyon Hashas. Okay, V'hiskin Hillel. Says Rashi, V'hiskin Hillel delosh tishamet v'akar davar min haTorah. Hillel came that it shouldn't to Shemitah, and he's okar davar min haTorah. How could that be? What is Abaye answer? B'shvias b'zman hazeh. This is a critical, critical Rashi. V'hillel k'rebi sfiralei. Okay? And Hillel held like Rebbe, de'amar, that he said, shvias lehashmatas milveh. Shemitah in regards to Shemitah's Ksafim, Bizman Hazen, these days, Dirabanan, who was Dirabanan, says Rashi, Ve'afal gav de Hillel bebayis sheni, hava. Ay, Hillel was alive during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. Svira lele Abaye, Abaye holds, de bebayis sheni, that during bayis sheni, hoil velo haya yovel noheg. Since there was no Yovel, lo nahagu shmitin mi deoraisa. There was no deoraisa shmita. Udamrinan be'arachin. And this that we say in Meseches Arachin, which we're going to see later, manu yovlos lekade shmitin, that they did count Yovel in order to sanctify shmitas. Aye, that sounds like there was shmita mi deoraisa, and they did have Yovel. Answers Rashi, midirabanan ka'amar. That's saying they wanted to do this midirabanan. Okay? It was to create a Shemitah midirabanan, and that's the meaning of that Gemara. So Rashi is saying that. Hillel holds like Rebbe, and even Bayis Sheni, Shemitah was only midirabanan because there was no Yovel. Okay? Shemitah seems to be tied to Yovel. And listen to this, he says. Umatsasi. It's probably Bitalmidai, but maybe Bitalmidei. It's hard to know. Matzasi b'talmidai, I think it is, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi. So he says there was a Talmud named Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi. Shekasav v'meseches gittin v'yerushalmi. that he found that it's written in Gittin in the Yerushalmi. Okay, and you can see the source over here. Okay, it's Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel. Okay. Minayin she'ein ha-shmita noheges ela bizman she'ovel noheg. And Rashi says, you know why I'm saying that there was no shmita midaraisa during Bayis She'ini? Because of this following line. That it says Yerushalmi, Minayin, how do we know she'ein ha-shmita noheges ela bizman she'ovel noheg? That there's no shmita any time that there's only shmita when there's yovel. She'ne'emar, as it says in the Pasuk, v'zeh divar ha-shmita shamot. Achas shmitas yovel, ve'achas shmitas shvies. Okay, and the Yerushalmi says, Shmita is dependent on Yovel. Therefore, during Bayis Sheni, when there's no real Yovel, there's no real Shmita Midoraisa, and they counted Yovels in order to have Shmita Midorabanan, and we're going to see how Rashi explains that in Arachin in a moment. However, says Rashi, Aval B'toras Kohanim Ra'isi, he says, but, if you look up B'toras Kohanim, okay, and this is in Bahar, Parsha Beis Beis, that's what it quotes over here, which is interesting. Yeah. The Toras Kohanim says, "Dibishvias noheg bizman she'in ovel noheg." In the Toras Kohanim, it's very clear, and we can look it up. We'll see it, I think, in one of the sources, maybe at some point, that shmita is fully mideoraisa, even when there's no yovel. Ve'omer ani, and I say shehu machlokas. Okay, you don't have to make everyone happy. Rashi says there's a machlokas. There's a machlokas between the Toras Kohanim and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says Shemitah is dependent on Yovel. The Toras Kohanim says Shemitah is not dependent on Yovel. So there's a machlokas. Our Gemara, at least Abaye, seems to hold, like the Yerushalmi, that since there was no Yovel in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, Shemitah was only Midrabanan, and therefore Hillel could be Misakin Prosbul. Possibly. Possibly.
Or because they didn't have the other 10 tribes.
Let's wait for Arachin. Okay, for both of those questions, if you don't mind. Continues Rashi. Bizman she'iyat ha-mishamid karka, kigon achshav shabad la-kadush ha-sa-aretz, yiyat ha-mishamid ksafim, v'yafal pi she'ashmat ha-skasafim chovas ha-gufi, v'ein ha-tluya ba-aretz, alfin ha-behakesh ha-delo naga. Okay? And it says, even though Shemitah's Ksafim is not something that's Talui Ba'aretz, meaning, so Rashi's saying, one second, there's a fundamental difference between Shemitah's Ksafim and Shemitah's Karka. Okay? What is the, well, or we could say it like this, Gavra or Chefza, if you want to be fancy. Okay? We could smile a little bit. Gavra or Chefza, right? Shemitah's Ksafim, he says, is clearly on the Gavra. It's every individual, their loans get canceled. Whereas Shemitah's Karka is a mitzvah in the chefza of the karka of Eretz Yisrael. So you would think, says Rashi, Shmitas Ksafim, that shouldn't depend on Yovel. Answer is, the drash of the Gemara, no. What does Rebbe say? V'zedvar Shmitas Shamot. There's an equivalency between Shmitas Karka and Shmitas Ksafim. They have one and the same din. That's the Hekish to teach us this. So far, so good?
So does that mean still thought it was
Midoraisa,
don't believe in
Prisbul? We're going to see how Tosfos deals with that. Tosfos brings up this point. Yeah. If people would have thought that it's Midoraisa, then maybe Prisbul can't work. Now, it turns out that there, again, are other answers to this question. Okay, you can look over here. Right? Okay. JV Altase, Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. You can see Tosfos also, Mi'ika, Mida, Midoraisa, Mishamet. Okay? you can see that Tosfos addresses a little bit more of that, but we're not going to focus on that today. Okay. Continues Rashi. Anything we need to see over here? Rabbanu Tishamit Bizman Azeh Zecha L'Shvias Shelo Tishtakach Torah Shvias. Okay. Fine. Let's go through Tosfos now. Big, big, massive Tosfos. Bizman Shatam Mishamit. Last Tosfos on the Amud. Okay. Pirish Bekuntris. Everyone with me? Last on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Okay. Bizman Shatam Mishamit Vechule. Okay, Pirish Bekuntris, Rashi explains, Dehashmatas karka lo nohaga bevayis sheni, that there was no hashmatas karka during bayis sheni, kidamrina midoraisa, obviously saying, kidamrina b'yushalmi b'pirkin, as we say in the Yerushalmi, minayin she'en shmita nohagas el b'zman she'ayovel noeg, shenemar, v'zed var shmita shamot, ach hashmita seova, ach hashmita shvies v'chulei. Uve bayis sheni, and during bayis sheni, says Rashi, hoel v'lo nohag yovel, since there was no yovel, shelo hayu kol yoshvea aleha, that you didn't have everyone there, and that's why I said, we'll see, Okay, Shaloha you call Yoshveha Aleha. Lo nahaga shmita mide oraisa. There's no shmita mide oraisa. Ay, vihade amrina ba'arachi and manu yovlos got a shmitin. Hainu mide rabbanan. Adkan is his quote of Rashi. Okay, this is just a quote of Rashi that Rashi has explained. Okay, so far. Says Rabbeinu Tam, we've got a problem. The kashal Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has the following question. Dehava lo lahavi ahidi Yerushalmi. Says, if that was the case, meaning, what's really Abaye's answer? What's Abaye's real answer? Meaning, the question is, how could Hillel uproot a deoraisa of Shemitah? What's Abaye's real answer? No, Shemitah is really midirabanan. But does anything he say actually prove that Shemitah is midirabanan? No, he just says Shemitah's ksafim has the same din as Shemitah's karka. But this is what we say, ikra chaser min ha-sefer. Says Rabbeinu Tam, if Abaye's answer was really following the Yerushalmi, he shouldn't have brought, oh, Rebbe says that Shemitah's Ksafim and Shemitah's Karka have the same din, he should have brought the actual Yerushalmi. At a time that there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah Midoraisa. And then if you wanted to also bring Rebbe, okay, you could do that too. Although, one could point out, they're actually a drasha from the same words. Right? They're actually a drasha from the same words. So you may not be able to bring both of them together. This is a point that Tosfos will indirectly address, okay? But again, number one is, why wouldn't the Gemara bring the actual source that says that Shemitah Ksafim is midirabanan? It only brings a source that says when Shemitah's Karka is midirabanan, also Shemitah's Ksafim, but it doesn't say how we know that Shemitah's Karka is midirabanan. That's question number one, okay? How would Rashi answer this? That's what it means by the words, Bishvias Bizman Hazeh, and number two, additionally, Rebihi. Okay, but anyways, this is Tosfos' first question. Second question, okay? Says Tosfos, okay? Vafilu nomar disamich ahi. Okay? Even if we're going to say that he relied on people knowing that. Vehachta hachamaisi mishum ksafim, and that he only brought this to prove you ksafim, akati kasha. He still can't escape. Why? Bereish mod katan, then our sugyan mod katan. Tipare harishta vizriya bishvias mishari. And here, and in that case, in our Gemara, and our Sugya, in Moed Katan, he also brings this line of Rebbe. Now there you can't say that answer, meaning he's saying, what would Rashi answer to you? Rashi would answer, I'm bringing, Abaye's bringing this Rebbe here, because here we're talking about Pruzbul, we're talking about Shemitah's Ksafim. Says Rabbeinu Tam, what about in Moed Katan? In our Gemara, we're not talking about Shemitah's Ksafim. We're not talking about anything to do with money. So for sure in our Gemara you should bring the Yerushalmi. Right? Because here there's no relevance to what Rebbe's saying at a time when Shemitah's Karka is Midirabanan, so also Shemitah's Ksafim. Abaye should have said, Shvi'is Bizman Hazeh, like the Yerushalmi's Drasha. What is he doing? Bringing in Shemitah's Ksafim there. Doesn't make any sense. Tosfos' second kasha. Okay? Right? V'hasam lo shayach klala asuye elahi de Yerushalmi. There it only makes sense to bring the Yerushalmis and not this one. I don't know what all these letters are over here. I didn't even look them up over here. What's your Dalid and Tesvav? Where does this even go? At the Mosaf Tosfos. What is Mosaf Tosfos? Oh, it's wow. Other Gersos and Tosfos. Ooh. Wow. Okay. I never even saw this before. V'nir l'Rabbeinu Tam. So it seems to Rabbeinu Tam the following answer. Dehashmatas karka dehacha udehasam lo airi becharisha uzria. Says, you know what shmitas karka means? And we brought this last week, so now you should be remembering this. You know what shmitas karka means? Shmitas karka does not mean not plowing and not planting and not all these doing avodas hakarka. Shmitas karka means, says Rabbeinu Tam, ela besados hachozros lebailim biyovel. It's referring to fields that slip away from their purchaser's hands and return to their original owners at Yovel. V'hashmatas karka kari liyovel. And hashmatas karka is a code word for Yovel, because that's what happens on Yovel. All the land returns. U'lishvias hashmatas ksafim. And what Shemitah is referred to is as hashmatas ksafim. Okay? Why do Shemitah mishametas ksafim velo Yovel? Because on Shemitah there's hashmatas ksafim, but not on Yovel. Whereas on Yovel there is Shemitah's Karka. See the brilliance here? What he's saying is, the words of this Brisa, of Rebbe, are in fact identical to the Yerushalmi. It's just saying it in a different way. That's why it's the same drasha with the same words. Because the words Shemitah's Ksafim mean Shemitah, including everything about Shemitah. The words Shemitah's Karka mean Yovel and everything about Yovel. Okay? Shemitah's Karka does not mean ceasing to work the land. Shemitah's Karka means land returns to its owners. If so, says Rabbi Yehudah, everything's great. Okay? And by the way, he says, "Kanarina behedya beparshas rei anochi," as we say explicitly in Parshas Rei, "V'darish lemi devar shmita shemot v'hachi kamar." This is what it's saying: "Bizman she'ata mishamet." Maybe take out the word yovel. "Ata mishamet shvius." At the time that yovel happens, shmita happens. "Ki hahi dirushalmi," exactly like the Yerushalmi. Okay, so this is the answer of Rabbeinu Tam to this problem. In which case, it makes perfect sense that Abaye brings this drasha in both places. Why? Because again, Shemitah's Ksafim is simply a code word for the seventh year that we let the land lie fallow. And Shemitah's Karka is simply a code word for Yovel. So what Rebbe is saying is that Shemitah nowadays is Midrabanan. So far, so good?
The Shemitah where you can't plow, etc., is every 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
But is Yovel the year after the Shemitah?
Yes.
So you've already had a Shemitah.
Yep.
Where
yep.
They let the land fallow.
Yep.
And now you have another Shemitah, but
yep.
What they're saying is, if I understand it,
yeah.
You can plow the land, you're just the original owner now.
No. There's also a din in Yovel that you can't plow the land.
So there's 2 years in the Yovel?
Yes, there are 2 years in a row. There's whole machlokes of how you count these things, and this leads to the losing of the count. I mean, you could learn this is also again Arachin, also, but ultimately, that's the main point. He's not making this point that you can't plow the land in Yovel. He's just stating it because it is a known fact. This is not like a chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. It's like factual. Okay, depending on your counts, you can have the 2 years in a row at different circumstances. Okay. Says Rabbeinu Tam. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam further. Okay, we're now 6-7 lines up from the bottom. Dibibayis sheni nahag Yovel. And now Rabbeinu Tam is going to get very controversial. He's going to make some problems here. He says, by the way, I want you to know that during the times of Bayis Sheni, there was Yovel. How do we know? Damrina v'perek dal mechusre kapara, as we say in Gemara and Krisos. Okay. Vashamem ayil tzon al ashmasan. Melamei chekulan shifchos charufos ba'alu. Okay. Basically, it's a drasha from Basak there. It teaches that they all were bo'al shifcha charufa. Okay, v'shifcha charufa hainu chetzi ha-shifcha v'chetzi ha-ben bas-chorin ha-me'ureses le'eved ivri. Okay? And it teaches that during Bayis Sheni, they were bo'al shifcha charufa. Shifcha charufa is a case of a chetzi ha-eved, chetzi ha-bas-chorin, who is engaged, married, to an eved ivri. It says, 1 second, eved ivri eno no'ag el b'zman sh'yovel no'ag, k'damar p'sofer ha-makdish sadehu. And he's saying, but eved ivri is only when there's yovel. So how could you have been Boel a Shifcha Charufa if there's no Yovel? One is dependent on the other. Very, very Tosfos type of proof. Okay? And he continues, V'lo mistaber lomar shehivyu al shebalu Shifchas Charufos bebayis rishon. Okay? And it doesn't make sense to say this was talking about during the first base of Mikdash. Kida ashkechan besof per kama dehorios shehivyu al avodu zara sheavdu bimei tzidkiyahu. Okay, so he's saying, and maybe you would think they had to bring these korbanos for the people that did Shifcha Charufa during the first Bayis. Nah, that doesn't make any sense, because we have no indication that they were nechshad on Shifcha Charufa from during Bayis Rishon. Okay? Ve'od, dehanag bate arechoma bebayis sheni. He says, number two, bate arechoma, which is one of the laws of that relates, is discussed in Arachin, one of those laws in Bahar also. It's very clear that there was Bate Arechoma and Bayis Sheni. And again, and it's also part of Misha Achsu. Barishona Hayanitman Iskinu etc. V'chule V'amrina Nami B'sof Amakdish Sadehu De Bate Arechoma Ein Nogin Ella B'zman Sheyovel Noeg. Okay, meaning we see that there are two external halachos that are dependent on Yovel: Eved Ivri and Bate Arechoma, and both of those were practiced in Bayis Sheni. So says Rabbeinu Tam, we're forced to say that Yovel was practiced in Bayis Sheni. Aye, what then are you going to do? There's a big problem. What's the problem if Yovel happened in Bayis Sheni? So what does Hillel do? How can Hillel be misakin a prosbol? You didn't answer the question then. The question is, how could Hillel come and be oker shvias midoraisa? The answer is, because Shemitah only happens when Yovel happens. But Yovel happened during Vayis Sheni.
What if the Yovel was
midrabanan? What do you mean if the Yovel was midrabanan?
For whatever reason, it wasn't required.
That's Rashi's answer. Reason. That's Rashi's answer. But if Yovel was midrabanan, then you can't have Eved Ivri and you can't have Batei Arechoma. Right? Yovel midrabanan means no real Yovel. It's the laws of all the ancestral homes in this type of city and that type of field and that type of all sorts of complicated things that I do not remember very well. That's for sure. I think I was here. I taught most of Arach and Dafyomi at some point. But anyways, this is the interesting thing. I'm always worried now that someone calling from the shir now whenever someone calls during the shir. But anyways, so what's Rabbeinu Tam going to do? This is a big problem. And he says something that's extremely hard to understand, and he says the following. Vilo tikein, that should probably say, Hillel prosbul lidoro. Hillel didn't make the prosbul for his generation. Why? Sharei haya bizman habayis. Because he lived in the time of Bayis Sheni. Right? Dude Hillel v'shemon gamliel v'shemon nagunis yusam b'fnei habayis kufshana. Ela le'achar churban. Says Tosfos, turn the page. Davu Yadi Dicharuv Besa, Kanarina Benazir. So he basically says, Hillel didn't make Prosbul for during Bayis Sheni when there was Yovel Noe, because then Shemitah was Midoraisa. He made it for the following generation when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Okay? Ay, Vadi Bayi Besamach Ledore Takin. Ay, but it says he made it for his generation. Lav Ledore Mamish, Ela Ledore HaSamach Achar Churban. So it wasn't literally for his generation, it was for the one that was a little bit afterwards, okay? It's very hard to understand. You can see here in this Mosaf Tosfos that I didn't even know existed, right? The Rajba points out, says, you know, what you're going to be forced to say according to his opinion, which is that not only does Hillel know the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed soon, and he makes a gzera, assuming that Chazal will be misakin Shemitah midrabanan. You understand this? Because at the time of Bayis Sheni, Shemitah is deoraisa. Now, if Hillel foresees that there's going to be, or Hillel, again, in some way knows that the Bayis is going to be destroyed.
Didn't he live till after?
Doesn't seem like it.
So he died.
If he was Bifnei HaBayis Kufshana, I didn't look up the history here, but if he was Bifnei HaBayis Kufshana, I don't know how long he lived. Most likely he did not live then, and again, from this Rashba, but certainly seems that way. I think that's a simple reading of Rabbeinu Tam. You could theoretically say that he was still alive then, but I'd have to check the history. I'm not sure that's accurate. But anyways, the main point here that Rabbeinu Tam is making, okay, is and that the Rashba is adding over here is, if you were Hillel, you say, well, now there's Shemitah Deoraisa. Soon, we're all going to be exiled. There's going to be no Shemitah midoraisa. What's going to happen? I would assume no Shemitah at all, right? So says the Rashba, Hillel also figured that the rabbis would make a zecher l'shemitah midrabanan, and so he was misakin prosbul on that. I think, again, this is bringing out the point, this is a very hard answer to accept.
Okay.
It's a very hard answer to accept.
It's very hard on Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah.
Okay, except his question regarding Eved Ivri is a valid question. So how does Rashi deal with that? Or how do people explain Rashi to deal with the Eved Ivri? Because the basis of Rashi is that it was Derabbanan during the time of Hillel.
Okay. So very good. Number one, okay, so Eved Ivri is already a stretch. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that it was Eved Ivri. It says Shifcha Harufa. They brought a korban over Shifcha Harufa. Now, first of all, it's not really a halachic Gemara, like we're dealing with here. Like here we're dealing with halachic reality. It's a little bit more of an agarata, and there's always room for manipulating these things. Second of all, Shifcha Harufa, although this is the traditional interpretation of Chazal, there are other interpretations of Shifcha Harufa, which again, for an agarata Gemara, to interpret Shifcha Harufa to mean something else, okay, could be that Rashi would be willing to go there. But the Arechoma, we'll have to see a little bit more in the other sugyas. Also note, right, it could be that, again, Batei Arechoma is something that I could see there being maybe a Derabanan on also. Then maybe Rashi would say, oh, that was only Midrabanan. Meaning Manu Yovlos, like, you know, for the sake of Batei Arechoma Midrabanan. Because, again, Eved Ivri, to make Eved Ivri Midrabanan, That's not happening, right? To make Bateri Chomamidra Rabbanan is already conceivable. It's already conceivable. Again, because these are complicated laws of ancestry and everything else. It's probably not very relevant, I admit. Bateri Chomam is probably not very relevant when almost and no one is left in Eretz Yisrael. Right? If we're talking about Khorban, right? But we know, obviously, that there were a bunch of people there then, still, right?
If we're talking about during the time of the second Beit HaMikdash, it's not Khorban yet.
Correct. But
so then it is relevant.
No, but according to him, there was no Yovel. According to Rashi, there's no Yovel Midoraisa. That's a problem.
Right.
But you're right, it would have been possible that during the times of the second Beit HaMikdash, even though there weren't that many Jews that returned, there were enough that it would have made sense to make a Gzera to Bateri Rechom. I think that's how Rashi could answer. I didn't look so much into this. I just said, let's see the Rashi and the Tosos inside. Now, okay. Inami, okay, and I think he says, alternatively, Hahi baya aliva derava, demishani hefker bezdin hefker. He says, or maybe this whole thing is only according to Rava, who answers over here that it's a hefker bezdin hefker, meaning it's a different mechanism. Abaye has to give an answer that Shemitah is only midrabanan. But Rava can hold that Shemitah is even midoraisa, because he says, what's the mechanism for prosbol? Is hefker bezdin hefker. Hefker bezdin hefker can be even on money that midoraisa, you're not being ogre it. They're just simply saying, this money is hefker. And I'm giving it to you. Okay? So this is. This is a second answer, which is, again, a little bit easier to accept at face value. Again, I'm not chas v'shalom dismissing the first answer of Rabbeinu Tam, but it is something to consider. Now, ay v'hadam v'sof arachin manu yovlos l'kadesh shmitin. Ay, but it says in arachin they counted yovel to be mekadesh shmita. Demashma de yovel lo nahag. Which sounds like yovel was not being noeg. Meaning, why would you say they counted yovels to sanctify shmita? That sounds like they're not doing Yovel. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Hainu l'may desalka daita chasamei kar delo chazru aseres hashvatim shegalu. That's according to the Havamina of the Gemara, that the aseres hashvatim didn't come back. Velo hayu begalos bavel ala beiz shvatim. There were only two shvatim in galos bavel. She'alu bevayis sheni lo hayu kol yoshve aleha. Aval b'maskana damrina d'yirmiyahu echziron v'yoshiyahu malach aleihen nimtsu d'hayu sham yud beiz shvatim. It turns out that all 12 shvatim were there. And therefore, that Shita would say that they had real full-fledged Yovel, because Yovel, again, is dependent on Kol Yoshve Aleha. Ay, Ve'afal Gav Shelo Alu Kulam, even though obviously it was not Kol Yoshve, meaning not every single Jewish person was there, Chashiv Kol Yoshveha. It's considered as if Kol Yoshve Aleha. I mean, Kol Yoshve is Lav Dafka. Okay? He says, okay, fine. We have an additional problem that Ezra seems to count all 12 Shvatim. But okay. Fine. This is, Adkan is the first presentation of Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Of note. Okay, of note, the main point of Rabbeinu Tam is still the same as we learned last week. Okay, the main point of Rabbeinu Tam is still the same as we learned last week, which is, this Gemara, the meaning of our Gemara, which is the same meaning as the Gemara in Gittin, is that Shemitah without Yovel is midrabana. That's the meaning of what Rebbe's Shamot, Zedrat Mishra Shamot, Shemitah's Karka means Yovel, Shemitah's Ksafim means all of the laws of regular Shemitah. Now, the only difference is all this discussion of Bayis Sheni and the stuff that relates to that is a massive, massive machlokas. That is, again, Rabbeinu Tam's Shita, though. Ready for Arachin? Okay. So again, you could really learn this whole section. You could learn pages and pages. We could really learn the whole Amud. Okay. 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 Umi manu, everyone see the first wide line. Umi manu shmitin v'yovlos. Okay, everyone with me? First wide line and Arachin, last page. Says the Gemara. Okay, it says the Gemara. Umi manu shmitin v'yovlos. Did they really count shmita and yovel? Hashta misha galu shevet Reuven v'shevet gad v'chatzi shevet Menashe batu yovlos. If when Reuven gad v'chatzi shevet Menashe were exiled. Okay, says Rashi, be made Sancheriv in the days of Sancheriv. But Lu Yovlos, then they canceled Yovlos. Ezra, Dichsiv Bey, Kalakal, Ke'echad, Arba, Ribo, Alaf, Vishish, Meos, Vishishim. if he says everyone that came with him was only arbaribo, okay, alpayim probably, v'shesh meos v'shishim, it was only 42,660 people came back, he would have counted? Meaning, if we even lost a little bit, we can't cancel the Yovel count. How could Ezra have reinstated this? Okay? D'tanya. Because we learned in a braisa, Mishigalu shevet Reuven, shevet Gadu, chazi shevet Menashe, but lo Yovel, shenemar, ukrasem dror ba'aretz lechol yoshveha. Because the pasuk says, you have to call dror in the land for all of its inhabitants. Bizman shekol yoshveha leha, velo bizman shegalu miktsasan. Okay? Okay, so this proves to us that when you don't have all of the Shvatim there, you can't have Yovel. So says the Gemara, how could it be that they had Shemitah and Yovel? Okay? Says the Gemara, Yachal, part of this Brisa, Yachal, one might think, Hayu Aleha Vein Me'oravin, if they were on it and they're all mixed up, Shevet Binyamin, Be'Yehuda, Ve'Shevet Yehuda, Binyamin, Yehei Yovel, Noeg. One might think that in that case, if they're all there and mixed together, that you still do it. Talmud Lomar says the pasuk lechol yoshveha. It has to be lechol yoshveha. Bizman she yoshveha kitikunan velo bizman shehein me'oravin. It has to be when they're settled properly. So says the Gemara. One second, we have a question. Ultimately, how could it be that they had Shemitah and Yovel in Bayis Sheni? If Ezra was such a small proportion, he obviously doesn't fulfill kol yoshveha. So how could it have been? Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Nachman Yitzchak says manu yovlos lekadesh shmitin. They counted Yovels in order to sanctify Shemitahs. Okay? This is the answer. Meaning, what's the simple, simple way to read this Gemara? Avada, there was no real Yovel. Of course, there's no real Yovel happening here. Real Yovel is gone with, because there's no Kol Yoshveh Aleha. However, they kept count of Yovel in order to have Shemitah. Now, is this D'oraisa or D'rabbanan, the Shemitah now? Sounds like it's a D'rabbanan, right? Because it's not real Yovel. And if it's not real Yovel, according to the Yerushalmi, can you have real Shemitah? No. But according to the Torah's Kohanim that Rashi brought? Yes, full-fledged Doraisa Shemitah. Let's take a look at Rashi over here and then Tosus over here. Manu Yovlos Akare Shemitin in Rashi first on the left side. Okay, it's the last Rashi on the Amud. Big, long Rashi. Left side of the last page of the booklet. Okay. Says Rashi, Vana Yovel Lohaya Noheg. Okay? He says, certainly there was no Yovel. Sheyihu avadim niftarim mishum Yovel velo sados shal mecher chozros. Okay? He says, there was certainly no Yovel. No way. Aval shmitin. Hayu noagim l'shamet ksafim u'l'shamet mizera v'katzir. Says, but they did have the practice of shmitas ksafim and shmita mizera v'katzir. Dehatzrichin limnos shnas Yovel. And says Rashi, so what's the point of counting Yovel then? Meaning if Yovel is, you know, is not actually happening. So why do you count? To hatzrichin limnos shnas yovel kedeshi avo hashmitin bimkoman. Because you need to count yovel in order for the shmitos to be in order, says Rashi. Why? Shelasov zayin shmitos, at the end of the seventh shmita, what year is it? 7 times 7 is 49. What has to come the next year? Hayumanichin shnas nun. They would leave the 50th year, Shaloha Yumonin Osala Shmita Haba, which they would not count for the following Shmita set. Why? Mipneshihi Reuya Lios Shnas Yovel. Because it was potentially could have been a Yovel. Since it would have been a Yovel, it's not part of the 7 year cycle. It's seven sevens followed by a Yovel, and then you start recounting. And if you would not put Yovel in the calculation, then year 56 would be the next Yovel, as opposed to if you put Yovel in the calculation, would be year 57, which is what Rashi says it's supposed to be. Okay? Right? V'shana shel achareha maskel aminyin. Dim loha yumonin Yovel, so yumonin osa shnas shana lecheshbon ha-shmitin. Do I have a shmitin shelo b'mkoman? And you'd end up having Shemitah on the wrong year. Meaning again, you'd end up with Shemitah in year 56 instead of year 57, which it should be. Because every 50 years, it sort of resets. Okay, this is Rashi's opinion. Does Rashi say D'oraisa D'rabbanan? Not really. He doesn't really take a position in this Rashi. You could argue from his language how you know Hagim L'sham Eksafim sounds kind of D'rabbanan. Okay? But it doesn't take a full-fledged position. But I would argue probably tendency of D'rabbanan. Also, the fact that Yovel's not Noheg practically, again, the simple reading of Rashi would be to say that this Shemitah is still Midirabbanan. However, Tosfos is going to have big problems with this. Manu Yovlos Lekadei Shemitah. And everyone see it? The last Tosfos on the page goes all the way down, about from halfway up till the bottom. Everyone good with me? Perfect. Manu Yovlos Lekadei Shemitah. Mikan Tema Lebraisa Ditanu Yibi Yerushalmi. This is an absolute uppercut, knockout, whatever you want to call it, to the Braisa that it says in the Yerushalmi Maseches Gittin. Virashi Kasa Viperekash Toleach. Titanya Birushalmi, and Rashi brings it, right? It's funny, this is the main sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. We're first going with Rashi. You see what respect they had for Rashi, right? Rashi brings it in Perek HaShaleach. Like, you didn't even need to say that Rashi brought it, but it's important, because Rashi is, you know, the absolute authority. Titanya Birushalmi says, V'zeh Dvar HaShmitah Shamot, B'sheh Shmitah Tzukas Medaber, Echad Shmitah Yovel, Echad Shmitah Shvias, B'zman Sh'ata Meshamit Yovel, Ata Meshamit Shvias, B'zman Sh'yata Meshamit Yomel, Yata Meshamit Shvias. V'kan Amar, and here it says, Dilo manu yovlos ella lekadei shmitin. Okay, and here it says that they only counted yovlos to be mekadei shmitin. 1 second. The simple reading of the Gemara says Rabbeinu Tam is that we're talking midoraisa. They counted yovel to have a real full fledged shmita. This would disprove the brisa of the Yerushalmi. Why? Because that brisa says that shvius is dependent on yovel. Here the Gemara says, no, you can count Yovel and still have Shemitah. So he brings, first of all, Rashi's answer. Pirush Rashi, Pirush Shlech, Tahi, De'arach, and Demid Rabbanan, he.
It's not that you count Yovel. It's that you don't have Yovel, but you're counting it for the purpose of Shemitah.
Correct. And that goes against the Braisa, because the Braisa says it's not dependent on counting. The Braisa is dependent on acting. Right?
Yep.
Bizmancha, right? What's it? Mishamet Yovel. Yovel is not being mishami. Just because you counted it doesn't mean anything. So he says again, right? And now there's a whole mix-up, okay? There's a whole mix-up over here in the girsos, and anywhere, any girsa you want, I'm going to read through the brackets. And I say that it's a machlokes tanaim, which is a paraphrase of Rashi, right? Rashi said that it's shehi machlokes. Right, so I think that's the way to read it. Ad kan lashon Rashi. Why? Dehahai Yerushalmi Rebbe he, and he says Yerushalmi is Rebbe also. Okay, ve'od Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, and further says Rabbeinu Tam. Dehach brisa demaisi reish perak hashaleach. This brisa is brought at the beginning of perak hashaleach. Ve'zed var shmita shemot b'shei shmitas kasam davar achas shmitas karka achas shmitas ksafim. Ve'had de Yerushalmi Rebbe he. Okay, that these are according to the opinion of Rebbe. Aval Rabbanan pligi alei de Rebbe. But the Rabbanan disagree with Rebbe. Vamri, and they say, minayin de yeshmita afal pishe ein yovel. And they are the opinion of the Toras Kohanim. How do we know that there's shmita even without yovel? Tamad lomar v'ayulach ha-shev ha-shabasos ha-shanim. Uminayin shiyase yovel ha-fishin shviyas. Tamad lomar v'ayulach ha-teshev ha-arba'im shana. Another drasha. That again, Yovel and Shemitah are independent of each other, which would mean that who is this going like? It's against Rebbe. Who cares? This is following the opinion of Rabbanan. V'sugya dehacha asya ki Rabbanan. And our sugya follows Rabbanan, who say that Shemitah and Yovel are independent of each other. So Rebbe is fine. We don't have to have any worries about the Braisa. We don't have to say this Gemara is talking about Midah Rabbanan. We don't have to say anything. This Gemara goes like Rabbanan. Okay? And that Gemara goes like Rebbe. And the Yerushalmi is Rebbe. So Rebbe's opinion is, it's dependent. Rabbanan's opinion, independent. The end. Problem solved. Okay? This is answer. Now, says Rabbeinu Tam further. Okay? Now, Mihu, everyone sees about 10 lines up from the bottom of Tosfos. Mihu. However, Yesh li Yashev, Hahid de Toras Kohanim, Afilu Karebi. Says, I think you can even resolve the Toras Kohanim, even according to Rebbe. Vehad de Tani Shvias Afal Pishe Ein Yovel. What does it mean to do shvius even though there's no yovel? Yesh lefarsha, you can explain it. Afal pi shelo nahagu yovel v'hinichu b'chatam. What that means is, what does it mean to do shmita even when there's no yovel? It doesn't mean at a time where yovel is not halachically mandated. It means at a time when the nation does not observe yovel. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. I think that Rebbe would agree with that. And he's saying, what does it mean, do Shemitah even when there's no Yovel? Even when they don't know Heg Yovel? It doesn't mean even when there's no actual rules, halakhic rules of Yovel, meaning Kol Yoshvei Aleha. But rather, the way that Rebbe would read this Braisa is, at a time when people aren't following the halakha. So let's say people don't follow the halachos of Yovel. They don't give back the fields. So now you're going to cancel Shemitah? Of course not. So long as Yovel is halachically valid, that's what Shemitah depends on, according to Rebbe.
I have a vague recollection somewhere that they said that Yovel was a chiyuv. People just didn't follow it. Second.
Yeah. That's what Rabbeinu Tam is suggesting here.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's how Rebbe would answer it.
When you're using the term Shemitah here, are you referring strictly to the plowing of the land?
Or and Shemitah's Ksafim. Same thing. Yeah. Because if we're going like Rebbe, right? Because Rebbe equates the two. So we're saying Rebbe is Rabbeinu Tam is interpreting this Torah's Kohanim even like Rebbe. How? By saying that Nohag Yovel is not the same as Mishamet Yovel. Mishamet Yovel is whether or not the Torah declares it Yovel. Nagu Yovel is whether people were following the halachos. And he's saying it's dependent on whether the halacha exists, not whether people followed it. That's the understanding here. And he says, with the Tani Perakama de Rosh Hashanah, Yovel Yafal Pichalo Shamtu, Yafal Pichalo Taku. They didn't blow the shofar on Yovel. Still, nevertheless, Yovel he. It's still considered Yovel, right? Afal Pichalo Shochu. They didn't set anybody free. Okay? Talmud Lomar Ki, Divir Rabbi Huda. Okay, that's what Rabbi Huda says. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yovel Afapish Lo Shamtu Afapish Lo Shochu Yachal Afapish Lo Taku Tamad Lo Marhi. Okay, one might think even though Taku, no, Taku is what counts. So Adkan is Tosfos. Tosfos explains this according to Rabbi Huda. Now let's go for our summary that we have on the front page. Let's just run through it quickly, and that'll take us till the end of the shir. Okay, how much time do we have? A bit less, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Okay, so. We could also read through our Gemara again. I think, though, last week we got to read through our Gemara a little bit. If not, that's homework for this week, is read through the Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in our Sogya. Rabbeinu Tam very actively addressed our Sogya, and we pointed out the strengths both of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in our Sogya last week, but you can see it a little bit over here. So number one, when is Shvias Midrabanan according to Rebbe? According to Rashi, okay, and this is actually could be a little bit flipped, okay? I am talking theoretical way of reading our Gemara here. Okay, and this was based on the discussion that we had last week in the Tosfos HaRosh's version of Rashi, but you could easily flip this. When is Shemitah Midrabanan Lefi Rebbe? So I would erase Rashi and would say both. This is, yeah, I would actually modify this first line. According to Rashi, okay, it seems that Rashi was even okay with saying at the time of Hillel and Bayis Sheni that there was Shemitah Midrabanan. Okay, not just Rak Bizman Hazeh. That's how we learned it, Rashi, last week in our Sugya, but I'm not sure that that's correct for the overall Sugya of Rashi. I actually wrote this up first, based on last week. Whereas Tosfos would say that theoretically it can happen by a Sheni if there was no Yovel then. But if there was Yovel then again, like Tosfos seems to actually say, then it would not have been Midrabanan then, according to Rebbe, and that Hillel would have had to have done it for a later Dor. According to Rabbanan, okay, again, this is not something we discussed at all. When is Shemitah Midrabanan? Rashi says it's Midoraisa even nowadays. Tosfos seems to say that, again, the simple understanding of Rabbanan, it's nowadays it's Midrabanan. Again, this was according to the explanation we had last week. You could, again, argue against this. Okay, you could say that according to the Rabbanan, you could go both ways again with Rashi and Tosfos here. Definitely, I'm gonna modify that and resend it out, because I think you can make the argument again. Certainly, according to Tosfos, with this last final line, that according to Tosfos, Rabbanan hold that is not dependent on Shemitah Yovel at all. Okay, it would be Bizman Hazeh, but maybe you can say that it would be Midoraisa Filu Bizman Hazeh. You'll have to see the. But this is what we brought from the Rambam last week that was Pshat in Rashi. Certainly in our Sugya and Mod Katan. From this point on, now I wrote this part of the chart not based on last week's, before I made the shir for this week, but I wrote the rest of the chart based on this week's sources. What is Shemitas Karka? Okay, according to Rashi, the word Shemitas Karka mean Isser Zriyan Harisha, etc. According to Tosfos, it means the time that the Karka is Nishmetes, which is Yovel. Okay? What is Shemitas Ksafim? Rashi says Shemitas Ksafim is what it sounds like. Just Shemitas Ksafim. Rabbeinu Tam says it means all of the Shemitas of the 7 year, even Shemitas Karka. That's what Shemitas Ksafim means. Okay? Ech bevayis sheni akar hilal davanatorei de prosbol, according to Abaye, both according to Rashi and Tosfos. Okay? So according to Rashi, there was no Shemitah Midoraisa, because there was no Yovel like the Yerushalmi, and therefore since it was only a Midrabanan, Hillel has the right to make a prosbol, whereas Rabbeinu Tam says no, either like Rashi, or that Hillel actually didn't do it for his door. Okay? If there was in fact no, if there was in fact Yovel in the second base of Mikdash, he did it for the future. Hey, ma bavli sover ak Yerushalmi or Atoras Kohanim? Okay? According to Rashi, Abaye holds like the Yerushalmi, himself personally, which is what allows him as a prerequisite to state his position. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Bavli is saying the same thing as the Yerushalmi. Rebbe is saying the same thing as the Yerushalmi. Right? According to him, it's the same thing that we saw in Yerushalmi, is just written here and again in a bit of a coded language. Okay? Hayim HaTorah Kohanim uKarebi oKarabanan? Rashi seems to say it's like the Rabbanan. It's a machlokes, right? Whereas Tosfos, as we just saw now at the end of Arachin, seems to say it's possible that we can explain it even like Rebbe. Okay? But again, he seems to also say it's mainly like Rabbanan. Hayim Nagu Yovel Bizman Bayesheni? Okay, this was the main, major machlokes. Rashi says no. Tosfos says it's quite possible that yes. That was the main discussion in Gittin. Finally, Mahu Perish Manu Yovelos Lekade Shmitin. What is the explanation of counted Yovel to be Mekade Shmita? Okay, what do those words mean? Rashi says, Midrabanan, right? There was no Yovel, and they counted in order to know when the proper Shmita is. However, Tosfos hold, no, there was no Yovel. Okay, but this is only the Hafamin of the Gemara. The Maskana there that all of the tribes came back, again, with Yoshiyahu and etc. So it's not relevant. But the words, Manu Yovelos Kadashmitin, could even mean Midoraisa also. Tosfos seems to say, maybe I'll add that. And finally, Mahu Kol Yoshveha Aleha. Rashi, we didn't see any particular view of this, but we have no reason to assume that Rashi doesn't require literally everyone there, whereas Tosfos is very clear that the bar is much lower. Whether it means representation from all 12 tribes, or whether it means rove of Klal Yisrael, that's already considered Kol Yoshveha Aleha. That way, during the second Beis HaMikdash, it was okay to have Yovel being Noheg, even Mide Oraisa, and that sort of sums up the sugya for this week. A little bit shorter than usual. We get out 2.5 minutes early. Okay.